the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Do you meditate to music?
I do. Absolutely.
Do you do your yoga to music?
Yes.
Yeah? And so what is it like, the spa music?
Well, the yoga will be, it's kind of whatever class I'm happening to watch. I haven't really done yoga on my own, so to speak. But I know through my Insight Timer app, there's tons of music and there's a lot of binaural beats things or different hertz, like 528 megahertz is for health and healing. And I love falling asleep to that or meditating to that. There's, I did one this morning, it was like third eye activation. So it's all different.
What you say? I'm just trying to get right there. I get you. Well, Brains, look, we've got Christine Howard from Del Mar here on the Edge with us. And look what you have an opportunity to win. I love this. It says, beauty is being the best version of me inside and out. And it is a mantra beauty mat. So you lay this down as you were putting on your lipstick and your eyeliner and getting yourself together. She is a wonderful person. She's a speaker. She's a coach. She's a great friend. We belong to a mutual networking group where we met. And, she's here to really talk about how to be radiant achiever. What is a radiant achiever? What does that look like? What is inside the pages of these books? So not only are you going to win the mat, but you're also going to win a copy of this book. So Brains, help me welcome her to the Edge today. Christine Howard, how are you, wonderful?
I am well, April, and super excited to be diving deep in conversation with you today.
Yeah, well, me and the Brains need it, okay? We need all of the encouragement and positive distractions that we can get because it is going on, okay? It is busy in the world today. So introduce yourself to my Brains. Tell them how you show up in the world.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that brief introduction. To dive a little bit deeper, I am a woman who is passionate about first living my life from a soul-centered, heart-centered place, saying yes to those things that are calling to me personally, professionally, in all aspects of my life, and then supporting other women to do the same thing, to be what I call a radiant achiever, and to truly live from that inner place of connection to your heart, to your soul, and step forward in life to bring your deepest callings to life.
So where did all of this awakening come from, and working with women? Was there some things that caused you to have some great aha moments and revelations in your life?
Absolutely. And, I like to say, it's great if you can have these big transitions without major things happening. The reality is many of us wait for something big to happen to really face the things we haven't been facing. And for me, it was kind of this 1-2 punch, two major things. First, I was diagnosed with an early stage breast cancer. Fortunately, it was early stage, non-invasive. And while I was going through and healing from that, I put myself in a bubble and I was really learning about how I wasn't taking care of myself. And that was the beginning of my journey to start to really, truly take care of myself, love myself. And it was an almost 22-year marriage and it ended very abruptly. And although, things weren't perfect, it was a wake-up call for me to truly dive deep into how I got to where I was, how I was showing up for myself or not showing up for myself. And that those two things back to back really put me in this multi-year journey of peeling back the layers of my life to get to ultimately what I feel like I did, the core of my essence and really maybe the truth of who I am versus all the stories and the veils that I had
right?
In my life.
You know, we tell ourselves a lot of stories, you know?
Absolutely.
And mostly, I find that individuals, men and women, they lie to themselves because there's a lot of negative self-talk.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of noise from outside, what other people's perceptions are. And right. then, we indoctrinate that into who we are, and right. we encapsulate that, and then it explodes. It explodes into disease and depression and alcoholism and drug. You know, it just goes from one thing to another. So yeah. when you talk about being a radiant achiever, what does that look like?
Yes, it looks like this. And I'll set the stage a little bit further, because when I was in that journey of healing and reconnecting with my essence, what I ended up doing is reigniting and reconnecting with core powers. I call them powers that we all have. We're born with them. And what I did is I reconnected with these seven powers. And then I started utilizing these powers every day in how I live, how I lead, and how I achieve.
Okay, break them down for us. What are those seven powers?
Sure. The first power is the power of authentic self-worth. So if
I want you to take them slow, okay?
Okay.
Because I want people to understand, being authentic, what does that look like to you? Because everybody can't show up authentic, okay?
No, exactly not. And so authentic self-worth requires you to do your own peeling back of the layers, right? So when I peeled back my layers and I got to what I felt was my inner truth, right? Of who I really am, not the stories, I saw myself in a different light and I reclaimed my innate worth, my innate essence. Like, I am worthy right. as I am. I don't need whatever society is telling me. I don't have to have a degree. I don't have to have a certain look. I don't have to have a certain anything. Like, just
right.
reclaiming that pure innate worth.
Okay.
Get there different ways. So that's the first power. The second power is the power of mindset.
Mm.
You mentioned the self-talk, right? The thoughts we think, the words we say, it all results in it all adds into the results we get in our life, right? So I started to become hyper conscious of what I was thinking. And it shocked me, April, because I started seeing patterns. And one really significant pattern I've caught myself saying every day is, I'm struggling here, I'm struggling here, I'm struggling here. Mm-hmm. So what do you think my life was going to look like? It was going to be a struggle. Yeah.
Struggle.
So as a radiant achiever, it's getting aware of what your mindset, your current beliefs and thoughts are, and then it's consciously making a decision to re-script that to empowering thoughts, empowering beliefs that will take you ultimately to the path of life and the vision for your life that you truly desire.
Right. But see, people don't understand what mindset, that's a big $25 word, and so you did an excellent job at defining what that is. It is how you set your mind, brains. It's
right.
You know, it's easier said than done. Okay. Because yes. you've got to pull back the layers. You know, you've got to stand there pretty much butt naked, vulnerable. You've got to cry. You've got to shed it. You've got to own it. You've got to be in that space before you can turn the dial and adjust it.
Right on, April. Right on. So true. And that brings up a point. One thing I realized early on going through this journey, re-engaging these powers, pivoting in my life, I had to be so compassionate with myself.
Oh, yes. You have to love yourself.
Right? You had to. And let go of the judgment. Let go of the shoulds. Let go of I coulda, woulda, shoulda. You, like, that's a suck of your energy. You have to let that go and just say, I'm here now, right. and this is what I'm consciously choosing right. to do in this moment.
And whatever that looks like, brains, just own it.
Right.
That's the first thing. So give right. us the third one.
Third one is the power of inner listening.
Mm.
So here's what this one's about. And some of my definitions might be different than what most people might first think. And inner listening really is truly connecting with your intuition. And again, for me, looking at my journey when I was in this deep dive, I saw how I was ignoring time after time after time what my intuition was telling me. I was so afraid to look at what was popping up for me. So the inner listening is can really simply be said, you are connected to what thoughts, what messages, what ideas, what your intuition is telling you, and you honor it and take action on it.
Well, you know, intuition is your warning sign, brains. It's your stop sign. So many people, oh, you know, I had a feeling about that, or maybe I shouldn't have done that, or they second guess themselves.
Yes.
I had an aha moment yesterday. I don't remember what I was doing, but I said, you know what? You better not do that. And I just went with that instinct instead of questioning it and going right back and forth, you know, because spirit, source, mind, they're not going to keep repeating themselves over right and over again. Right.
Or they will, and it's just going to get louder until it is the hit in the head.
Right,
whisper.
Right. Okay, give us number four.
Okay, number four is the power of inspired action.
Mm.
So this is a big shift too. And a lot of this all relates to, you know, as a radiant achiever, what are you doing? You are achieving your goals, your dreams, your callings, but you're doing it by engaging these powers. So this was a hugely transformative power for me because I was one who planned everything out. I thought, I overthought, I second guessed, I readdressed, I researched. So when I really tapped into my power of inspired action, here's what I found. I found, April, that I was getting guidance, messages, little intuitive and inspirational hits for next steps. And it could have come from reading a billboard. It could have come from an email, overhearing a conversation. They come all different ways in different times. But like your intuition, when I felt that hit, like, oh, that's the answer. You know, I just thought about this question yesterday, and what I saw or heard just gave me a great next step. So some being open to your path of toward your goal, toward your journey and vision for your life, coming from these intuitive places. And you mentioned source, God. We're not in this journey alone.
No.
Right? So
no.
We don't have to be that soldier, like, I'm just going to do it alone, just tough through it. Open up and let the universe support you with these inspired ideas that you can act on.
So let's go a little bit deeper. What inspires you? Because people, you know, motivation, you know, you got these motivational speakers. I love you, motivational brains, but motivation is one thing, inspiration is something else, and it all starts with a thought.
Mm-mm.
What inspires you?
What inspires me? In general, I will say I am inspired when I listen to what my higher self is telling me to do. Because where I'm at in my life, and I know many of your brains out there at the same place, they've had a lot of cultural success, mm-hmm. but they're sitting there like, I know there's more to me. I know there's more for my life. So I'm inspired when I connect with that inner, my inner self, and I hear that message, and it's part of my evolution, really. And ultimately, that's what I see when I say yes to something. It's because it's causing me to grow and to expand and to reach in ways that are way out of my comfort zone.
Well, you know what I did? I work with an ego coach.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you. Now, you guys talk about ego and that people look at it in a negative. It has been the most awakening thing I have done, and I have worked with some of the world's best. And what I've learned is to nurture it and support it. So on the flip side of that, you know, with the inspiration, you have to be able to edit and filter. And you've got to look at the sources that you are relying on. And I'm so glad that you are really talking about your inner voice and hearing yourself. But, you know, Christine, there's a lot of people out there that can't hear themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They can't hear themselves, or they're afraid of what they hear. Because
right
now they're held accountable. What would you say to that individual?
Well, I would say this: start small. And it, you know, when I started hearing messages, the reason why I didn't answer a lot of these inspirations and intuitive hits in the past was I felt if I did, my whole life as I knew it would be gone. Mm-hmm. I was thinking so far ahead. Right. And all you have to do is start with one thing. It's like building a muscle, right? You say yes to setting a boundary that, you know what, I'm not going to go to that event. I'm going to stay home and get to bed early because tomorrow's a big day. You start super small and just know that when you're ready for the next step, just be open to take it. And it's for your growth. And that's the other piece. I would say I started really shifting that mindset of this is for my growth. It's not happening to me. It's happening for me.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. Beautiful. All right. Hit us with 6 and 7.
Okay. Number 6 is, I think we missed 5. 5 is commitment. Let me dive into that real quick. And so this is the power of commitment, but it's being committed to you and to your growth, to your journey, to your evolution, as well as committed to your achieving whatever that goal, that dream, that desire is. So it's really multi-layered. And so many of us will be committed to the deadline. I'm going to get this project done by such and such a date if it kills me, no matter what. But along the way, they're just pushing, 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 and they're not honoring themselves. They're not really seeing the bigger picture of their life. It's more about competition and external achievement than that inner journey. So,
and you know what? You talk about commitment, but let me throw something else in there, brains in the mix. How about consistency? Because consistency is what makes the cake rise. I mean, you know, you may be committed to a project, you may be committed to a relationship, you may be committed to a job, but are you consistent with that? Are you showing up for it? And what does that mean? Yes, you're going to have to make adjustments. But if you tell somebody that I'm going to be there, for example, on the Edge podcast. Now, if I told you I was going to be here every Tuesday, y'all tuned in every Tuesday, I wasn't here, you turn off. Okay? So what is the commitment that you are making? And are you being consistent with that? Am I right?
Absolutely. And let me add one thing to that. If you're not consistent, step behind that. And what is that story that you're walking around with that is preventing you from being consistent? There could be some fear there. There could be, you know, whatever. It could be a million different things. But I will say the consistency was definitely an issue of mine. And there were old struggles for me of being a mom back in the day, being a wife, and my stuff came last. So I wasn't consistent in several ways when it came to my goals and projects. And even when all those other distractions were gone, April, I still struggled for quite a while with stepping up and just really owning what I wanted to bring. And I wasn't as consistent.
Right.
But you face
that's
those.
That's a part of the fear too. Again, it's ownership.
Right.
It's ownership. It's like, you know, you get that brand new Benz and you're committed to that car payment for the next 5 years, and you got to show up and you got to drive it, and eventually you will own it.
Absolutely.
What's number six?
Number 6 is the power of reflection. And again, like commitment, this reflection is multi-layered. And I like to break it up to this. Reflection is reflection includes your celebrations, your lessons learned, and your growth. Mm. So celebrations, how many of us, you know, again, are driven to that, you know, just to the goal, and we're miserable the whole way of the journey. You know, radiant achievers have joy and celebration and fun in the journey. So take time and reflect on what did I accomplish today? How was I more consistent? What thing did I overcome yesterday? You know, as well as the task. So it's really acknowledging yourself, because it's fuel. It keeps you energized for that long journey. And then you look at the lessons learned, right? So reflect on, okay, I bombed today. I wasn't consistent. I didn't show up on time. What did I learn about this? And again, be compassionate. This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about lovingly growing. Because
right.
We all have those little kids in us. And sometimes we let those little kids run our life versus this, you know, wise adult self. Mm-hmm. So learn the lesson.
And celebrate yourself.
100%.
You know, people can say vain, arrogant, they can say whatever the heck they want to say, but I will reward myself in a heartbeat. If it is a pat on the back, if it's to look in the mirror and say, bravo, you did a good job. I reward and recognize myself before I wait for somebody else to do it.
Perfect.
Because I'm the one that I am trying to, you know, elevate and to, you know, be a radiant achiever and acknowledge the fact that I did a good job because, hell, I worked at it. So reward yourself, if that's with ice cream, if it's buying some flowers, if it's talking to yourself, you know, don't wait for outside external validations.
Right. I agree.
You may never get them, brains.
You may never not. And if you do, you'll be disappointed because it maybe took too long or wasn't as big of a deal as you thought. And that was one thing I want to toss out. I was so externally connected for, you know, I was connected to other people for the accolades. And right. That was one thing early on. I let go of looking externally for the approval. And I needed to be the one stepping in and taking ownership for myself and my life. And so the last one then is the power of ritual. And Rich, you know, back before my journey of transformation began, I was never big on rituals. The only one I could really say I loved years back was that my morning cup of coffee, that was my ritual. And just sitting there and sipping the coffee, being so mindful and letting the morning just unfold in front of me. But rituals can be all different types of things. And it supports you in really staying connected and fueled mind, body, and spirit. Because we are more than just these physical beings, right? And it could be meditation as a ritual. It could be lighting candles and listening to soft music, taking a bath. There's different formats of ritual. And the bottom line is it's something that fulfills and uplifts and empowers you to, again, be mindful and present in your daily life and to continue to stay in gratitude for life. In, you know, a reverence for everything that you already have, the abundance that you already have, the blessings you already have. And that's how the ritual piece fits in for radiance.
It is a discipline. It is a dedication that I am going to carve out. You know, I do it every day. When I wake up in the morning, I get up, I do my morning meditation. If I don't have time for meditation, I sit here and I say 25 thank yous, you know? Gratitude is huge.
Huge.
You know, it's, you know, because again, you have to be grateful before you get the next thing. Source, right. Energy, powers, self-reliance, all is an acknowledgement of being grateful to what you have. And I'm telling you, gratitude opens up the floodgates for abundance.
It
and
does.
Whatever your abundance looks like. You know, it doesn't have to be monetary because money, you can see now that money is not it. There's a lot of people out here going on with this pandemic. They got a whole lot of money, but this is the great equalizer. So they really, really have to get themselves together. You are about to release a book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, I have two books. So the one book is the one that you're including in the package, the Soul-Centered Fulfillment, right? Yep. And this is really the introduction to what I'm releasing with my big book in the fall. And this is introducing you to becoming a radiant achiever. The book in the fall is the deep dive. And I'll give my transformation of before and after and how you actually further ignite these powers, how you utilize these powers every day, in how you live, how you lead, and how you achieve. So I'm super excited to have the deep dive be released this fall. But I love that people can get started with their own journey now by engaging with this book here.
And what I love about this is that this is a quick read. You know, brains, you don't have to have 350 pages, 400 pages to get it. Sometime when it's condensed and it's simplistic, this is something that you can read over and over and over again. There are great nuggets of wisdom that you lay down when you are looking at your makeup mantra mat. And it's great. Now, let me ask you a couple other questions. You had a full schedule of speaking engagements and, you know, being front and center with people. So now there's a whole shift there. And yes. It's very unnerving. You know, I've been online and virtual for a long time, but how does that affect your business and how have you been able to adjust using the seven principles that you outlined,
mm-hmm.
looking at yourself, being consistent, but how have you been able to make that shift and make it work for you and feel good?
Sure. Great question. And one that is so timely right now. In the first day when everything kind of hit the fan and I got email after email or phone call or message, cancel, 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 like my heart sank. I was seriously sad. And the thing that I did is I just sat with the sadness for a while and I let it just run through me and, you know that it's okay that I'm feeling this way. It makes sense. I had these big plans and now they're shifted. So for the first like 2 days after all the announcements happened, I did feel a little, not lost, but sad. And like in that inquiry of, okay, so now what? So now what? I didn't say, okay, I didn't throw my hands in the air and say, oh, life is over. I can't, you know, it's never gonna, you know, I'm never gonna get move forward. I chose to be in a mindset of, okay, so now what? So once I let those emotions pass from the initial sadness, I went into this place of inquiry. Like, what can I do? How can I pivot and still keep things moving forward?
Right. And you used a great quote when we were talking earlier. You said, how do I move forward? By staying put.
Yes, exactly. And so one of the things I started feeling, and here's the thing, brains, when you get still, you will start letting this energy bubble up, or you allow yourself the space to let what's in you that wants to come out to bubble up. And that's exactly what happened for me. And I'm like, I want to do something, you know, what could that be? And then, I don't know, within 24 hours, this idea came to me,
right.
Go online. And so I've been today, actually, after we finish our conversation today, it's going to be day 30 of moving forward while staying put. And I am putting a nugget out every day to support everybody who's at home, but still has that desire to do something, whether it's an existing project or a new idea to help people during this time of crisis. And we can do it just a baby step a day, baby step a day, and continue to move forward.
And let me give you some suggestions, brains. You can do a brain dump. What is a brain dump? Take a pencil and a piece of paper and just write everything that is running through your mind. I need to get groceries. I need to water the grass. I need to homeschool. I need to do my nails. Whatever it is. But when you do that, you are releasing that and you are opening up space. And you need that space right now. You don't have to necessarily fill that space, but allow yourself the bandwidth and the capacity to expand. This is your most creative time because you're silent. You have no choice, no option, but to sit there and listen. And when you listen, then you're going to put these things into action. Then you're going to start to manifest. Then you're going to start to dream even bigger. And I encourage you to dream the impossible dream, okay? And you're going to work with great people like Christine Howard. You are going to put your makeup on with this beautiful mantra mat. I absolutely love them. I've been seeing them for a long time.
I have a couple behind me here. Just
absolutely. And they're beautiful, and they are worthwhile, the investment. Go ahead and get you a pocket-sized book and wait for the bigger book. And go in and follow her so that you can get these nuggets. Because, you know, this may be the end of the 30 days, but you can always rewind. This information is nothing's new under the sun, brains, okay? So I want you to definitely connect with them. And how do they do that, Christine?
Right. Well, so two things. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and website all under the same handle. And that is The Christine Howard. So website, thechristinehoward.com, or Facebook, Instagram, The Christine Howard. And so that would be my first, that's how you can connect with me. And then I have a call to action, if I could share that right now with everybody.
Right now, do it.
So you mentioned the book. We both, you know, put this little book up. This book is linked to an app I just recently released this spring, and it's called Radiant Achiever. So my call to action is to download this free app, and it's all set up for you to start your journey of living a fulfilling, turned-on life as a radiant achiever, where you can get the support you need, whether it's mindset, self-worth, inner listening, any one of the powers, and more. I am like on fire for us to shift how we show up and live and lead and achieve in this, in our lifetime here. And the Radiant Achiever app, it's on Google Play as well as the Apple Store. It's free. And I will talk with you, April, afterward, put a little gift together through the app for everybody. We can put it in the show notes.
Absolutely.
And get them started.
We're touching people all over the world. But I love a phrase that you just used. You said turn down.
Turn
so
down.
Many people want to turn it up.
Well,
you don't have to turn it up, baby. You can't turn your frequency down. It is okay.
Mm.
It is permitted. And a lot of times that turns down the noise. It softens it. So I'm going to have to use that phrase again.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to be turned up.
Yeah.
So that was the problem, is that the frequency was too high.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, I say let's turn on, but let's turn on in an authentic way. Right. So when you turn on authentically, and again, you're listening to your heart, your soul, you're pursuing those things that are meaningful to you from a place of knowing, a place of trust,
right,
and letting go of what I call that strategic model of achievement, you not only achieve what you desire to achieve, you step into a version of yourself that you never thought was possible. Like, you just keep opening these doors and you up level and you learn new things, you make new connections, you influence and you impact the world in bigger ways because you're letting it unfold through the inside out. And I mean, what better way to live than from that perspective? So,
well, it takes work. Okay. And she's giving you a blueprint, Brains, you know, just slow our roll. If you just take baby steps, one thing at a time, you don't have to try to, you know, take everything all in at once. Sit in it, love it, own it, work with it. If you have challenges, contact Christine. She's going to work you through it. She's awesome sauce. I told you, and I keep telling you, I only bring you the best and the brightest here on The Edge with April Mahoney. So thank you so much, sister friend. Now, I'm going to see you, if it's virtually or whatever. I can't wait to hug you up. You know I've always adored you.
Thank you.
And you're doing big things, and I'm glad that you're honoring yourself, and you're in a really great space right now, and you're going to work with some people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have nothing but time to sit here and manifest big dreams and become radiant achievers. Thank you so much for being here on The Edge.
You're welcome.
All right, Brace, go back. Check out other edgy conversations. I'm telling you, we are going all over the world. We are bringing you everything that you need and then some. And we're going to do some cooking classes. So we can eat while we watch these videos again. All right? All right, Christine, I love you, baby.
Yeah.
I hope they open up those beautiful beaches down there in Del Mar so we can walk on them, but they got to be safe.
You got it.
All right. Bye, Brains. Have an amazing day. I'm counting on you.